T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
92.9 Podcasts, powered by Action 24/7, Tennessee's only local legal sports book. Bet now at action247.com. FM ESPN presents the area's only national columnist who spends his afternoons bringing unique perspective to Memphis radio. He'll make you think. He'll make you laugh. He'll sometimes make you change the station if children are around. And he apologizes in advance for that. It's 4 o'clock. Let's get into it. This is the Gary Parish Show.
Gary Parish speaking to you from Memphis, Tennessee. Bennett Doyle's producing the program. Glad he's with me. Glad you're with me. Hope you're getting through the day best you can.
Well, Daddy lost most everything on horse, whiskey, and wedding rings.
And I hope to God you were listening yesterday when Big Bet Bennett told you, take the Grizzlies plus the 4. Don't be scared to get on that money line. He predicted we'd have a game 6 in San Francisco, and boy, yeah, we're going to have a game 6 in San Francisco, and that's because the Grizzlies beat Golden State's brains in last night. Led by as many as 55, won it by 39. It was a historically incredible, unprecedented performance from an underdog in the NBA playoffs. I'll tell you why momentarily. First, though, quickly, let me set this afternoon's schedule for you. 425, next segment, Avery Johnson going to join me. NBA champion, former NBA coach of the year, now my colleague, CBS Sports, great NBA analyst. You can see him every day on CBS Sports HQ. Going to join me in the next segment. We'll talk Grizz and NBA playoffs with Avery Johnson around 425. Finish that, take a break, come back, do 4 notable stories, 444, at which point we'll discuss 4 previously undiscussed stories. Among them, major renovations are coming to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. We'll get into that around 444. Another day, another college administrator said something silly about name, image, and likeness rights and transfer waivers. I'll tell you who and what a little later on this hour. Rachel Heck, Ja Morant have been honored by the Tennessee Hall of Fame. I'll give you the details on that just before 5 o'clock. And horse racing will have no Triple Crown winner this year. I'll tell you why during 4 notable stories at 444. 5 o'clock, Jeff Calkins is just like always, that I will eventually do dinner to go and get on out of here. So that's the rundown. We've got a lot to get to. But I did want to start with the Memphis Grizzlies because Game 5 of the Western Conference semifinals against the Golden State Warriors was last night inside FedEx Forum, downtown Memphis. What a performance from the Grizzlies. Final score, Memphis 134, Golden State 95. It was a blowout from start to finish, despite the absence of bone-bruised Ja Morant. Once again, no Ja. Once again, no problem. The Grizz led by 10 after one quarter, by 27 at the half. They were up 55 at one point in the third quarter. They won the game by 39 after closing as 4-point underdogs, which means history was made last night inside FedEx Forum. If you were there, you saw history. Here's the history. The Grizzlies became the first team in NBA history to win a playoff game by more than 38 points while closing as at least 2-point underdogs. The only other team to win a playoff game by more than 38 points as an underdog is last season's Brooklyn Nets. They were 1.5-point underdogs last June at Milwaukee and won the game by 39. But again, the Grizzlies were 4-point underdogs last night. So what I'm about to say is true. No underdog as big as the Grizz were last night, has ever won a playoff game in the NBA by as much as the Grizz won last night. It's incredible stuff.
Not that.
Big Bet Bennett, you said you thought the Grizzlies would win game five. Congrats.
Thank you.
You did not expect that, did you?
No. No, not at all. It was unbelievable to watch. I mean, they just had no answer for the Grizzlies. There's really not much else you can say. Offensively, defensively, it was just total domination.
Get behind by 55 points?
Have some pride.
Where's your heart at?
Have some freaking pride.
Where's your heart at?
Yeah, no, that should have counted as this series should be tied. Like the NBA should have jumped in and implemented a rule and said, if you get beaten by that much, that counts as two wins.
If you're ever down by 55 points in a playoff game, it counts as two playoff losses.
Yep.
So a 3-1 series goes to 3-3, and now we will play Game 7 in FedEx Forum.
Yes.
On Friday night. You don't have to leave the Westin. We're just going to skip Game 6.
Should be a new rule.
I'd vote for it.
I mean, you don't see too many teams get down 55 points ever.
I'd vote for that rule.
I'd vote for it, too.
Obviously, this was a big topic of conversation late last night and again this morning nationally on ESPN. Stephen A. Smith, he was on TV this morning. Here's what he said about what happened last night.
And I want to say this, a couple of things, because it's important, because we're going to be fair. Uh-huh. I'm always fair. That was one of the greatest ass whippings I've ever seen. I mean... Uh-huh. Excuse my language. Warriors got their ass kicked. It was pretty bad. It was pretty bad. You down as much as 55? And the star that's gone from the team is not yours. It's not like Steph Curry wasn't playing. It's not like Klay Thompson wasn't playing. It's not like Jordan Poole wasn't playing. It's not like Andre Draymond Green wasn't playing. Ja Morant wasn't playing. Now, we've seen the Memphis Grizzlies enjoy success without the services of Ja Morant this year. And we've marveled at it. But nevertheless, nobody in their right mind would believe that you was going to see what you saw last night. I thought Memphis could win this game. And I said that yesterday, that Golden State would go back and give it to them and end this series. But it doesn't matter what happens in Game 6 if the Golden State Warriors win. It don't erase what we saw last night. That was an atrocity.
An atrocity?
It was an atrocity.
Can you find atrocity?
It wasn't an, can I define atrocity?
Can you define atrocity? I don't even want to set you up for failure.
Why? That's I think I can do it.
Okay, go ahead.
Atrocity is an atrocious act. It is
That's pretty good. Yeah. You know, I realized a few days ago, not a few days ago. I was thinking about this a few days ago. I've realized it forever. We all have these words that we interchange, but they don't all mean the same thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, incredible and amazing do not mean the same thing, but they get interchanged all the time. Like, that was amazing. That was incredible. People watch the exact same thing, and they'll say, that was incredible. That was amazing. Well, those two words don't mean the same thing. That was ridiculous. That was outrageous. Those two words do not mean the same thing. If all these words meant the same thing, the way we use them as if they meant the same thing, we wouldn't have them all.
So you had the definition in front of you? I was going to say something along the lines of a disappointment of epic proportion.
So what people would do is they would use like that was an atrocity, or that was a disaster, or that was a tragedy. Like, these words do not all mean the same thing, but they get interchanged all the time. So just to make sure I had atrocity right, more accurately, just to make sure Stephen A. Smith had atrocity correct, I went and looked up the definition of atrocity.
Okay.
I will read it to you now.
Let's go.
An atrocity is an extremely wicked or cruel act, typically one involving physical violence or injury. Sounds a little bit like a trick whooping to me.
Yeah, I think it does too. I like it. I like atrocity in this use.
I think a trick whooping is an atrocity.
Yep.
It's an extremely wicked or cruel act, typically one involving physical violence or injury, like a trick getting whooped. To be clear, that's not what it says in the dictionary. I added the last part. Those are my words, not Webster's. But I think it works.
I think it works, too.
Like, if I could update the dictionary, I would update it this way. atrocity. For instance, if we were in a spelling bee, you ever watch the spelling bee?
Yeah.
They'll say, what's the word? And they'll say atrocity. And they'll say, can you tell me the origin? It's like English, I guess. Can you give me the definition? And if it were my job to give the definition of atrocity, this is what I would say. I would say an extremely wicked or cruel act, typically one involving physical violence or injury, like a trick getting whooped.
I like it.
Now spell it, you little nerd.
A-T-R-O-C-I-T-Y.
You would advance to the next round.
Yes.
Big Bet Bennett, spelling master.
I lost in a spelling bee in sixth grade.
You'll get over it.
Yeah.
Had to be one of the best scenes. I don't want to overstate it, but best scenes in FedEx Forum history?
It was great, man. It was really great.
It looked fun.
Yeah.
Like my wife today called. She said, we should go to the next Grizzlies game because that looked fun last night. And I said, well, despite what happened last night, no guarantee there's going to be another Grizzlies game at FedEx Forum. But, like, sure, if you want to go, we can go. But, like, that's her just watching it and going, man, that looks fun. That looks like a fun deal tonight. And that is certainly the way it came across. It looked like a blast.
It was.
Like, if you'll take basketball and acknowledge that at its core it's supposed to be entertaining. If you're a Grizzlies fan, what is more entertaining than what you got to spend a few hours last night doing? Everything on the court, everything surrounding the game, Al Capone doing whoop that trick in a blowout in the playoffs with Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Jordan Poole participating.
Yeah, and I think, too, you go into that game, if you're a Grizzlies fan and you bought a ticket last night, with a little bit of anxiety, like, okay, I'm might be about to watch the end of our season unfold right here. And very quickly, you know that's not going to be the case. Yeah, I mean, literally, after the first quarter, you pretty much know, oh, they're going to destroy these guys.
So there's 18,000 people who walk into that arena the way you just described. And I think some of them certainly felt that way. A little anxiety,
somber. This could be it.
But I think but then also, I think some people probably walked into the arena. I don't want to speak for everybody. But I think some people right where I walked in the arena being like, eh, it was a fun season. We already had tickets. Ja's not playing.
Right.
This is probably it. But, like, we already had tickets. Let's just enjoy the night.
Have a nice send-off. Yeah.
I think there was some of that, too. And then the game starts, and it's like boom, 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 boom. They're up 10. They're up 20. Yep. They're up 30. They're up 40. They're up 50. It's a party. And the scene with Al Capone and whoop that trick, and Draymond Green with his towel participating as if he's a Grizzly. In fact,
hilarious.
I would argue no Grizzly has ever been as enthusiastic with whoop that trick as Draymond Green was last night. And Steph Curry was bobbing along and Jordan Poole was bobbing along. Yeah. It was the first multi-team whoop that trick in FedEx Forum history.
No question.
It was a multi-team whoop that trick. You had both teams enthusiastically participating in a whoop that trick. And I heard Jeff this morning talking about the nauseating Warriors, and I get it. I won't try to talk anybody out of it. But what is cooler and funnier than Draymond Green participating in whoop that trick?
No, I thought it was hilarious. And frankly, I said to Jeff, like, I kind of respect him for it. Like, you can't dish it and then not be able to take it. Like, and I think that, you know, him doing that and embracing it and everything is taking it and acknowledging, okay, they got us. Like, I there's nothing I can say.
I thought that moment was hilarious. Like, people type LOL all the time. The percentage of time you actually LOL relative to people typing LOL is pretty small, but that was actually an LOL moment. Like, when I saw that, I was laughing out loud. Like, Draymond Green and Steph Curry having fun with the crowd and Al Capone during whoop that trick is hilarious. And then Draymond in the post game was terrific. He more or less said, listen, we got our asses kicked. That happens sometimes. It's not fun. But I'm not going to be the type of player who will give it when everything's going well, but then hide from it when things aren't going well. Like that scene from that crowd was awesome.
Yep.
And I was going to have fun with it. Like, these are my words, not his, but it was more like, we come into this building, we're confident. Steph said what he said this afternoon about how our game plan was to whoop that trick. And then they come out and flip it on us and beat our brains in, embarrass us. The crowd's into it. And I'm like, hey, I can have fun with this crowd. It's the same guy who was double birding the crowd a few games ago. But now he's having fun with the crowd. I don't know. I liked it. And Steph Curry, afterwards, he described the whole thing as fun. That's what he said. It's fun. Like, it's not fun to lose. It's not fun to get blown out. But, like, that scene is fun. The idea that that can happen organically at a basketball game is fun. And that's what it looked like. It looked like a fun experience. If it were a game seven or an elimination game for the Warriors, they would not have been as willing to vibe with the crowd and the scene as much as they were last night. But knowing that they had two more shots to get this done, one of which will come at home on Friday night, it wasn't devastating for them. And I personally thought it was awesome the way they handled the whole thing. So a 39-point win. That improves the Grizzlies to 21-6 without John Morant. And that's got that conversation going again. Are the Grizzlies better without John Morant? And I think it's important to note, it's not just idiots on Twitter who are typing that question. Like, Chris Broussard's on national television talking about the NBA this morning. He said the Grizzlies are better without John Morant. He said, don't ask me why. I'm not trying to explain it. I'm just telling you they are. Now, maybe Chris Broussard's an idiot. I'll let other people determine that. But, like, that's a legitimate NBA media personality who is planting that flag in the ground. And I had one of my bosses ask me about it this morning. What do you think about that? And I'm like, they're not better without John Morant. And I don't care what numbers you show me. I don't care what the records are. You're never going to convince me that a team is better without a top 10 MVP candidate. All right? You're just never going to get me to go there. I don't care what happens Friday night, Sunday, anytime. You'll never get me to get to a place where I say the Grizzlies are actually better without John Morant. But that said, I will tell you, they are undeniably better defensively without John Morant. And if I refuse to show you the rosters, but just showed you the data, if I just said, hey, I'm not going to show you the rosters, I'm just going to show you two things, and you can pick which one you think's better. I'll show you the record, and I'll show you the context with the record, and I'll show you the offensive efficiency numbers, the defensive efficiency numbers, bunch of advanced stuff. You just look at it, and you tell me which team you think's better. I'm not going to tell you who's on what team, but you just look at the data, and you tell me which team you think's better. Like when you see it all the time, Selection Sunday at large bids, like they'll do blind resumes. Not going to tell you who this team is, but look at the resumes. Tell me who you think's better. If you did that, there would be some people who picked the team without John Morant.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of data that suggests the John Morantless Grizzlies are arguably better than the Grizzlies with John Morant. It's just that, logically speaking, you just got to take that and set it aside and say,
yeah,
John Morant is unbelievable. He's an MVP candidate. He's an all-NBA guy. You're not better without him. But this is what's true either way. The Grizzlies are very different without John Morant than they are with John Morant, and in some ways better. And whether they're better or not, they're legitimately good.
Yes, and I think too, GP, one thing to mention with that is a lot of that, and even Draymond Green acknowledged this in his like podcast that he does today. I think a lot of it is, well, he said, because it's a totally different game plan, and you're the Warriors game planning specifically for Ja. But I also think it could be, like, especially during the regular season, a lot of teams just letting their guard down. Like, they don't have their best player. So we should be okay.
I'm sure that plays into it on some level.
I'm sure it plays into it some, yeah.
But it shouldn't at this point when everybody in the world, like even Stephen A. Smith, who doesn't follow the Grizzlies on a daily basis, could tell you right now that the Grizzlies are 21-6 without Ja Morant.
Right. No, it's a thing.
At this point, everybody knows they're good without Ja Morant. So I do think that probably factored in at some point, but it shouldn't be factoring in anymore. Either way, series is now 3-2. The Warriors up. We're headed back to San Francisco. Golden State remains a heavy favorite. Don't get it twisted. Heavy favorite to win both Game 6 and the series. 8.5-point favorite on Friday night. They are now minus 1,100 to win the series. Grizzlies are plus 700. So barring a surprise, Game 6 will be the last game of this series. And barring a surprise, the Warriors will still advance to the Western Conference Finals and the Grizzlies will not. But barring a surprise, we wouldn't be having this conversation today.
That's right.
We got a surprise last night. Getting another surprise tomorrow night will be more difficult. It'll be in Chase Center instead of FedEx Forum. Warriors haven't lost inside Chase Center in the playoffs, not even once. So we'll take another surprise, but this team's been full of surprises all season long. So I don't guess I'm ruling anything out. And regardless of what happens next, we got last night. And last night is an all-timer. An yep. all-time great few hours inside FedEx Forum. And no matter what happens next, we all get to spend at least one more night watching a high-stakes basketball game involving our NBA franchise. That's more fun than the alternative. Avery Johnson's up next.
Recent weather taking a toll on your roof? A-Team Roofing has you covered, literally, with their 24-hour tarp service to stop further damage.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Millions of people use Zoom Phone, the innovative and feature-rich cloud phone system for businesses of any size. Zoom Phone is simple to use, whether you're on a mobile device, desktop, laptop, or desk phone. And because every call is important to your business, Zoom Phone was built with reliability in mind, using geographic redundancy to keep your communications online. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Visit zoom.com/phone system. Zoom. How the world connects.
DQ presents, picture this. You stand before the new signature stack burger menu at DQ. 5 cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef, like the loaded A1 stack burger. And your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? DQ. Happy tastes good.
This press conference is to let everyone know after years of searching, we finally found it.
What? Aliens?
Is it Bigfoot?
We found reliable and affordable 5G home internet that runs on T-Mobile's wireless network. And it's just $30 a month for families with Magenta Max.
But don't internet providers always jack up your price after 1 year?
Others might, but T-Mobile has no price hikes.
What about termination fees?
They'll pay off up to $500 in termination fees if you break up with your provider.
That's incredible.
Wait, so no Bigfoot?
Welcome to Internet Freedom. Switch to T-Mobile 5G home internet for just $30 a month with autopay and 50% off YouTube TV for a year with a Wireless Max family plan.
5G availability limited. 4G options also available. Qualified accounts include regulatory fees and price. $5 more per month without autopay. Keep your monthly rate for current qualified data service. Exclusions apply. Up to $500 via virtual prepaid card for termination fee payoff. Allow 8 weeks. See T-Mobile.com/Wi-Fi for YouTube and other offer details. Cancel anytime.
You know who'd look good driving around town in a brand new Lexus? You! And in May, The Fitz is giving away two of them in the Lexus and Promo Cash Giveaway. Thousands of dollars in promo cash are yours for the winning in May. Then on the 14th and the 28th, you can also win a 2022 Lexus. Does The Fitz know how to treat their players? Yeah. Just come in and win. The Fitz Casino and Hotel. Luck lives here.
Must be 21 or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Are you a student or business professional that wants to highlight the recent achievements you've made? Does your office need a clean and sophisticated refresh? Custom Framing with the Frame Corner can help. Frame Corner is Memphis's top pick for custom framing with over 1,000 different framing options. Their in-house designers create masterful solutions with your vision in mind. Get 10% off frames for diplomas and 15% off sports memorabilia framing when you mention this ad. Frame Corner Memphis, 5035 Park Avenue. Call 901-682-9901.
DQ presents, picture this.
You stand before the awe-inspiring new signature stack burger menu at DQ, and your mouth wonders, where have you been all my life? That's 5 taste-bud-tempting cheeseburgers with 100% real seasoned beef. You peek at the loaded A1 stack burger with 2 premium sauces, then the flamethrower stack burger with tongue-tingling jalapeno bacon. Then you realize moments like these are exactly why we have the DQ signature stack burger menu. DQ. Happy tastes good. Get it delivered at DQ.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
If your vehicle squeals or grinds when you slow down or just isn't stopping like it used to, you may need new brake rotors and pads. Now through May 24th at O'Reilly Auto Parts, get 15% off a set of Brake Best Select or Import Direct brake pads and 2 rotors. Restore safe braking and save money now at O'Reilly Auto Parts or order online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Run, here come the menaces to sobriety. Like what? Super thuggers thumping on the cut.
Major renovations are coming to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. We'll get into that in the next segment. Jeff Calkins will be here a little after 5 o'clock, but right now, he's a former NBA champion, NBA Coach of the Year, now my colleague at CBS Sports, terrific NBA analyst, it's the legend, Avery Johnson, making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview, presented by The Wing Guru, online at thewingguru.com.
Avery Johnson, it's Gary Parrish. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Gary, how you doing, buddy?
I'm great. Couldn't be better. I really appreciate your time. Thank you for being here. Let's start with what happened last night. Inside FedEx Forum, the Grizzlies were 4-point underdogs facing elimination. Franchise point guard sidelined with a bone bruise, and they win the game 134-95 after leading at one point by 55 points. What did you make of what you saw last night in Memphis?
Well, rarely have you ever seen a game where Klay Thompson is a minus 45 in the game. So I can look at so many different stats, but I just really like the ball movement, the versatility of all of the Memphis players. You know, when you got that many players that you can deploy without Ja Morant that can all pass, dribble, and shoot, you know, what do they get? 7 guys in double figures, and a couple other guys had 9 points. But just their ball movement, the cutting, the, you know, different guys touching the ball at different points on the floor, being able to get into their flow game. I love their defense, the way they dominated the glass. They absolutely punished the Warriors on the backboard. And their defense was so good, they just forced the Warriors into, 22, 23 turnovers, and give Memphis credit for doing a good job of taking care of the ball.
There's been a thought, I guess dating back to the beginning of the Warriors, string of title contenders, if not title winners, that, you know, they're going to make you go small. And you've got to adjust to them. Well, what has happened since Steven Adams came back from COVID is the Grizzlies have just decided to be big. And the Warriors are almost having to adjust to them a little bit. And they're paying a price for it. How big of a development is that if the Grizzlies can make the Warriors have to account for Steven Adams in the middle?
Well, that would be huge because if you look down the Warriors roster, you know, they really want to play small with Draymond Green. Obviously, you know, they can throw some of the other guys in there. Looney's not, you know, he played 15 minutes last night. Otto Porter, you know, he's not a guy that can get anything done really in the inside. So Kuminga's, you know, he has some size, but he doesn't, none of those guys have the size of a guy like Steven Adams or Jaren Jackson Jr. So give Memphis credit for not trying to downsize, but play their type of play, which is kind of the old grit and grind. It looked like they went back to kind of that Zach Randolph type of a game, those solid defense, play big, play strong, win it defensively. And anytime they can hold Golden State under 100 points, especially with them trying to play small, that really bodes well for Memphis.
Talking to former NBA Coach of the Year Avery Johnson, now an NBA analyst for CBS Sports. There was a moment in the fourth quarter where, as it sometimes happens in FedEx Forum, the arena starts playing Whoop That Trick. The crowd starts chanting Whoop That Trick. We've never seen the opposing team get into it enthusiastically the way Draymond Green and Steph Curry and Jordan Poole were last night. Steph and Draymond specifically talked about it after the game, and they said, hey, listen, we were getting blown out. That's not fun, but sometimes you just got to have a little fun with it, and we were just having a little fun with it. As a former player and coach who has had incredible success in that league, how does that sit with you? From my perspective, I thought it was hilarious watching Draymond Green wave his towel to Whoop That Trick. How does that play with the coaching staff? How does it play with the teammates when it is happening while you are getting embarrassed in Game 5 of a Western Conference semifinals?
Gary, to be brutally honest, something like that happens. You know, I played from 1988 to 2004, 80s, 90s, 2000s. I played, you know, during the time when it was half-court basketball, not as many threes. It was a different kind of an era, you know, bad boys, defense, caught a little bit of Magic Showtime, but it was a different era. It would be totally unacceptable from any player during my time. Now, this is a different era, right? This is a social media era. Guys like likes, they like repost. But I know being Steve Kerr's teammate on that first 1999 championship Spurs team that won the first championship of five for the Spurs. You got to think if you're Steve Kerr sitting at home in health and safety protocols, that that wasn't a good look, independent of who it is. But again, Gary, this is a different era. Players are different. I'm not saying they're bad. They're just different. But I didn't really like it, but I'm not the coach of the Warriors.
One more thing on the Grizzlies. Ja Morant is sidelined with a bone bruise in his right knee for the foreseeable future. He is officially listed as doubtful for the rest of the playoffs. I don't know if you ever had a bone bruise in your knee, but obviously you played in the NBA for a long time, and anybody who plays as long as you played is going to run into injury issues here and there. Do you have a grasp for exactly how painful that can be and how difficult that can be to recover from?
Yeah, bone bruises are very difficult. I didn't have one probably to quite the extent of Ja Morant. I think with a lot of injuries, whether it's an ankle injury, a hamstring injury, you know, they all have different grades. So I probably had a little bit of a lower graded bone bruise, which, you know, didn't cause me to miss any real significant time. I don't even know if I missed a game. But, again, it's a tough injury, very painful injury, and especially with a guard as athletic as Ja Morant, to not have that, you know, stability even when he's coming down in the air and the confidence to land, then what happens? You tend to start overcompensating. So that's what I think this is all about, that the strength is probably not there, the pain tolerance, and then the landing ability for such a high flyer like Ja, that he would put himself at, you know, at a significant disadvantage. But, boy, I should tell you what, Gary, I would sure love to see him play in Game 6 and with the Warriors. I would sure love to see him on the court to see Memphis at full strength, what that would look like. But if they played the way they're playing in Game 5, they probably don't need Ja Morant with that type of balanced game that they play with in Game 5.
I'm talking to Avery Johnson, former NBA champion, coach of the year, now a NBA analyst with CBS Sports. Elsewhere last night, the Bucks went to Boston and won 110-107. Just terrific winning plays from Drew Holiday in the final minutes. Giannis ends up going for 40-11. People talk about, you know, championship DNA all the time. I'm not sure that you can, you know, actually quantify what that is. But if there is a such thing as that, and you would know as a champion, it looked to be on display with Milwaukee in the closing minutes of that game last night. They looked like they were beaten, And then Giannis makes a big shot. Drew makes a bunch of big plays. And they get out of there to take a 3-2 series lead. That was really impressive stuff.
Yeah, and again, you look at, what, 10-10 left in the game. Boston is up by 14. And then basically Milwaukee dominates the rest of the game. And, you know, they 6-for-6 from three in the fourth quarter. Boston doesn't even attempt a three-point shot. At the end of the game, the last two plays of the game, I think the first one could have been maybe a coaching error where Tatum doesn't even touch the ball and it goes to Smart. He gets his shot blocked. The second one, Smart misses Tatum going up the right side of the floor. But you also got to give Milwaukee credit. Big-time rebound by Bobby Portis. Wes Matthews, you know, flying in there, keeping balls alive. Giannis knocking down shots. And then Drew Holiday actually looked like the defensive player of the year last night with all of the plays that he made, the block shots, the steals, the closeout and contain defense. And Milwaukee just imposed their will, but they also showed what a championship team, how they play in tough situations, knowing all the little things and doing all the little things. And then if Boston has to rely on Al Horford to get 30 points every night, every game for them to win, then they're going to be in trouble because he only had 8 and he had 30 the game previous before. And I think that dunk on Giannis probably upset Giannis, and that's why he came back with a nice, good old 40 piece, Gary.
It was an incredible performance. I'm wrapping up here with Avery Johnson from CBS Sports. Last thing before I let you go, we got two games tonight. Just want to ask you about the first. Heat Sixers, game 6. Miami's up 3-2. Going to be without Kyle Lowry. The Sixers did not compete in game 5, which was surprising, I think, and disappointing. Do you think Philadelphia will compete tonight?
Gary, these playoffs are beyond amazing in some ways. You know, when you go back and look at the Mavericks playing Utah without Luka, they get off to a really good start. Jalen Brunson goes crazy. You look at Memphis winning by, they are by 55 points at one time in that game at home. And when everybody picked, include me, Golden State to win that game. So, you know, you would think, even without Lowry, that Philadelphia, that Miami would go in and just with the depth that they have and the balance, that they'll close out Philadelphia. Joel Embiid, he definitely didn't even play like anybody that finished second in the MVP contest. We don't know what you're going to get from James Harden. But again, the surprise element of these playoffs, you never really know. I'm picking Miami to win tonight. But, you know, we'll be surprised that Philadelphia will win by 20. You just never know.
That's certainly what these playoffs have shown us. That is Avery Johnson, NBA champion, NBA coach of the year, now my colleague at CBS Sports. Avery, you're the absolute best. I appreciate you being here. Can't wait to see you again real soon.
I'm coming to eat some ribs with you in Memphis, Gary.
Come on.
I know you got the breakfast.
I'll take you wherever you need to go, and we'll have a good time while we're doing it.
All right. Thanks, Gary.
You're the best. Thank you. That's Avery Johnson. From CBS Sports. I've gotten to work with Avery a lot over the past few years. It's always cool when you end up working with these people you grew up watching. Like, I grew up watching Avery Johnson.
Right, right.
Like, he talks about winning an NBA title. Like, I remember watching him win that NBA title. And so then you look up, you know, 20 years down the road, whatever it is, and you're working with that guy. Like, that's always that's still a cool thing for me. Working with people that I grew up watching. And I will tell you, sincerely, you couldn't meet a nicer man. Just the nicest.
Oh, he seems like it.
Just a genuinely nice, you know, kind, thoughtful, incredible person. Like, you never know if how people come across on television is the way they actually are, because often it's not. And in this or any other industry, you'll meet some, you know, good people. And you meet some not so good people, and, you know, like I said, that's all walks of life. But Avery Johnson is the best of the best. An incredible playing career, an incredible coaching career, and now is one of the truly great NBA analysts. But beyond all that, just a great, great colleague. It's, you know, it's been nice to get to know him. And, you know, the idea that he's somebody I now call a friend is a really cool thing. I appreciate him being here. He's on Twitter, at Coach Avery 6. That's at Coach Avery 6. When we come back, major renovations are coming to Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium. It was announced by the University of Memphis earlier today. We'll get into that next. You listen to the Gary Parrish Show. We're on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-777-1979. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-777-1979. That's 800-777-1979. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-777-1979. 800-777-1979.
The biggest sale of the year is finally here. May sale is back at Sissy's Log Cabin, and you could save up to 65%. Enjoy spectacular savings on designer jewelry, one-of-a-kind pieces, and more until May 31st. Get the lowest prices you'll see anywhere while enjoying our extraordinary service, selection, and experience in-store or online. Shop the May sale like no other, only at Sissy's Log Cabin, because life's too short for ordinary jewelry.
Wow, Linda, everything in your backyard looks so green and beautiful. What's the one over there?
That's a flowering dogwood.
And what about that one?
That's a star magnolia.
Ooh, and how about those over there?
Oh, those are the new May Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. With chances to win up to $500,000, they might be the greenest thing I plant all year.
Don't just settle for a green thumb this spring. Go for a greener wallet with new Instant Games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
You'd be amazed to learn what one Tennessee Lottery ticket can lead to. For you, it could be lucky, but for others, it could open the door to so much more. With more than $6 billion raised for education, the Tennessee Lottery has proudly funded over 1.5 million scholarships and grants. That means, on average, more than 130,000 Tennesseans every year continue their education just because you played. The Tennessee Education Lottery, game-changing, education-benefiting fun.
Today's perk deal will make you shout, Opa! Get admission and a meal ticket to the Memphis Greek Festival for only $10. Get your deal at getmyperks.com.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
I love my Charmin Super Mega Frozen Charmin. Goes fast on, it's TP goes, yeah. Charmin's got six rolls in one, lasts forever on my buns. Only super mega when I'm cleaning. Charmin's got my booty believing.
Charmin Super Mega Roll is six regular rolls in one. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
5G is here, but the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get access. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with deals like our Silver Unlimited plan for just $45 a month and no contract. And get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for $249, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com.
Hey, I got Jeff Allen live on the phone. Hey, what's going on over there at Gossett Kia, South Mount Moriah?
Look, Randy, it's crazy over here, and that's because we'll do whatever it takes to put you in a new Kia today. Check this out. I've got a 2022 Kia Forte LXS, only $219 a month, and a 2022 Kia Soul LX, $240 a month. Both 36-month lease and $27.99 due at signing. And if you're looking for some SUV action, 2022 Kia Sorento LX, $315, 36-month lease and $34.99 due at signing.
And I know all Gossett Kias are equipped with a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty.
That's right, Brandy. So whether you live in Horn Lake, South Haven, Olive Branch, or Memphis, you'll be happy, happy at Gossett Kia Mount Moriah.
2680 Mount Moriah or KiaMountMoriah.com.
All 36-month leases, for take any 483-548, MSRP 21435, sold NHO 2976, MSRP 22045, Sorrento, NG 1166-57, MSRP 31290. Includes all rebates and incentives, must finance through Kia, excludes tax title and license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details, offer valid through 6322, dealer stock only, warranties, limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Hi, this is Alan with Pyramid Properties, and I buy houses cash. If you own a house and want to sell it fast at a fair price, call me at 901-203-2222. I can pay cash and close in as little as 7 days. I buy houses in any condition, any price range, and any location in greater Memphis, including DeSoto County, Mississippi, and West Memphis, Arkansas. I'm an independent real estate investor who buys several houses a month, and I want to buy more. I buy inherited houses, divorce houses, behind in payment houses. I even buy my tenant won't pay me the rent houses. Do you own a house that is trashed and needs thousands of dollars in repairs? Perfect, because I love buying junk houses. I buy vacant houses, abandoned houses, condemned houses, and foreclosure houses. If you own a house and want to sell it fast, call me at 901-203-2222. That's 901-203-2222. 901-203-2222.
Golfers, swing into Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest new arrivals from Cobra, featuring the new LTDX drivers, engineered for the longest total distance with extreme forgiveness. Internal weights create the power core, and hot face technology delivers faster ball speed at every contact point. Four drivers to fit every golfer's needs. Swing by Edwin Watts Golf Shops and get custom fit today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios. We don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. At Service Master by Cornerstone. Okay. Now, back to the Gary Parrish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
You the type to play the joke and try to... Grizzlies beat the Warriors by 39 points last night inside FedEx Forum. Headed to San Francisco for tomorrow night's Game 6 at Chase Center. We'll talk Grizz Warriors with Jeff Calkins in the next segment, but right now I got four stories I'd like to discuss.
Four notable stories at 4:44. Gary tends to lose focus, start telling stories, and forget what he wanted to talk about at certain points every afternoon. So we've developed a device that ensures he'll touch on important things you need to know each day at this time. This is GP's four notable stories at 4:44. Story number one.
The University of Memphis and the City of Memphis announced a $150 million to $200 million renovation plan of Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium early today. Big Bet Bennett, I'm assuming you've seen the artist renderings. What did you think?
I think it looks great. It's going to look really nice if it comes out like these renderings suggest.
I think that's right.
Yeah.
It looks great. I'm conflicted on this, but let me talk through it, and I think it'll make sense. I have, for as long as I can remember, been an on-campus stadium guy. The University of Memphis needs an on-campus stadium.
Me too.
You need an appropriately sized on-campus football stadium that can serve not only as a home to your football team, but as a magnet to your campus. One of my go-to lines when this conversation pops up is that I went to school there. I graduated from there. I live 20, 25 minutes from there. I don't think my little kids have ever been on the campus. Not one time.
Mm-hmm.
They've never seen where I, took journalism classes. They've never seen the building where I worked at the campus newspaper. They've never seen where I used to get a bunch of parking tickets. I don't think they've ever been on the campus. I can't tell you the last time I was on the main campus. I mean, I've been to the South Campus because the basketball facility's there. But I can't tell you the last time I've been on the main campus. Which is a little sad, given that, I spent some really important years of my life there. I just have no reason to go there. Every once in a while I get asked to come speak to a class, and then I'll go and I'll look around and I go, oh, this is nice to be here. It's nice to see this. but I don't have any reason to go to that campus. Just like most graduated adults have any actual reason to go to a college campus. But at most power conference universities, you're going to have a basketball arena on campus or a football stadium on campus or a baseball stadium on campus. And in some cases, obviously all three. Well, Memphis has none. The basketball arena is downtown. Football stadiums, a little while, a little down the road.
Mm-hmm.
And the baseball stadium is on the South Campus, which I know is campus, but like it's not. It's not the real campus, not the main campus. So I've always wanted an on-campus stadium for those reasons. And I still do. But my understanding is that they looked at it and they really did genuinely study it. And they tried to figure out if it was not just possible to do, but financially possible to do. Like, is it physically possible to do, and is it financially possible to do? And after talking to people over there, I genuinely believe they just reached the point where they knew they had to do something now, and this is what they can do now. And they can't do the other thing now.
Yeah, and I also think that there's some, you know, I saw Jason Munns just said that a point was made by Mayor Strickland that this could also now serve as a venue for big concerts, which it hasn't been able to in its current configuration, which I think is interesting like that.
Well, that would be great. I just, don't get me started on concerts. Like, our concert situation in Memphis
is horrific. But like we've talked about, we mentioned something. Let me throw Taylor Swift, for instance. She's not coming to Memphis, right? Because she's too big to play at FedEx Forum. Maybe she's big enough because she plays stadiums to play at the Liberty Bowl.
The problem, and I don't want to get too sidetracked on this, is that basically we've reached a point where everybody plays Nashville, and then they don't need to play Memphis.
This is a fight against Nashville, GP.
Well, we'll lose that one.
We're fighting Nashville with this new revamp of Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium.
Well, everybody's going to choose Nashville over Memphis when it comes to playing. Some people will play both, but if you're really just picking between one or the other, it's like nearly 100% going to pick Nashville. You don't want to know the main reason? Because there's more money there. There's more people there.
More people, right.
It's easier to sell 18,000 tickets or 40,000 tickets.
I get it.
I get really frustrated by the lack of notable acts we get in Memphis, because it hasn't always been this way. Like when I was a teenager, like the biggest acts came to Memphis.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
You know, like Guns N' Roses came to Memphis when they were the biggest band in the world. Pearl Jam would come to Memphis when they were the biggest band in the
Rolling
world.
Rolling Stones came here.
We just don't get that kind of stuff anymore. We just don't, like the biggest acts, you know, they just don't come here anymore for the most part. Will this help that? Maybe it'll help. I'll concede the point to the mayor, but I don't think it changes it enough to satisfy me. Either way, here's the point. They knew they had to do something now. And this is what they can do now. They can't do the other thing now. Think of it in these terms. I say, Bennett, where you want to live? Where would you like to live? You say, GP, I'd like one of those really nice mansions in Malibu overlooking the Pacific. Okay, that's cool. I get it. Those are nice. It's going to cost you about $80 million. You got $80 million? No. Can you get $80 million? No. I got 30. Okay, but 30 is not even going to get close to getting this done. Now, you can really find you a nice place to live for 30, but it's not going to be a mansion overlooking the Pacific in Malibu. That's an $80 million deal. You need a $30 million deal. Is there any way you can get the $80 million? Nope. Nope. Well, you want to wait 10 years? You want to do nothing for now? And then maybe in 15 years you got enough to get that mansion in Malibu? Well, GP, I need a place to live right now. Okay, well, then we got to do something different. We can't do that then. That is more or less what just happened with the University of Memphis and the city of Memphis. I think most people, not all, but most, can acknowledge, ideally, if you could find a place on that campus to put a 35 to 45 seat football stadium, 35 to 45,000 seat football stadium, that would be perfect. That has always been my dream. After months of looking into it, I think they just realized that's not possible right now. But they do need to do something right now. Conference realignment is still happening, and their football stadium is a dump. And if nothing else, they will now be able to tell, let's just say the Big 12, look at what we're doing. Okay, we're not going to have a stadium like Oklahoma Stadium or a stadium like Texas Stadium, but we're going to have a stadium that looks the part. It's not going to be on campus, still going to be a little too big, but it's going to be way nicer. It's going to be way better. It's going to be more modern. It's going to be more beautiful. And so I know that on some level, like, it's interesting watching the reaction of fans today, because some people are like, man, this is awesome. Woo, this looks great. And others are like, this is not what I want. And I am in the camp of, this is not what I want either. Like, I'm on record. I'm not going to use revisionist history here. I wanted on campus, appropriately sized football stadium. But when you acknowledge they have to do something now, and this is what they can do now, they can't do that other thing now, then this is, I think, a totally reasonable thing to do. And if you can get that other thing out of your head and just appreciate that this thing that you've had forever is about to be, in a matter of 2 years, three, something better than you've ever had, I'm not going to try to twist that into a bad thing.
Story number two.
Another day, another athletic director, college administrator, saying something goofy about transfer waivers and name, image, and likeness rights. It's the Iowa athletic director. His name's Gary Barta.
What's Gary saying?
He's frustrated that these boosters are offering big sums of money to get student-athletes to transfer. And so his solution to this problem, and I put quotation marks around the word problem because I don't think it's really a problem, but some people do. His solution is, let's get rid of the one-time transfer waiver. Because a booster's not going to pay somebody $400,000 to come sit out a year. The only reason these boosters are throwing this kind of money around is because these players are eligible immediately. So let's don't make them eligible immediately, and then we don't have this booster money flying around everywhere. To which I say, maybe he's right, but why do you care? Why do you care that student athletes are making a lot of money? I will never understand this. Why these people are so bothered by boosters giving student athletes money. Why? And if they are bothered by it, here would be my question. Why are you not bothered by boosters giving coaches money? Because that's what happens. You know, once upon a time in the very beginning of college athletics, if you were a football coach or a basketball coach, you were actually paid by the school, the same way the professor is paid by the school. That's not the way this stuff works anymore. Penny Hardaway's salary is paid by boosters. Ryan Silverfield's salary is paid by boosters. Whatever Nick Saban gets, John Calipari gets, it comes from boosters. And I've never won.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.